Let's speak to Paul Street. He's an author and journalist, as well as a political commentator, joining us via Skype from Iowa City. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Street. Now, what do you make of this announcement coming from the U.S. State Department at a time when there is such tension in the Middle East region? Do you think the U.S. is trying to play both sides?
Well, you know, first of all, it's no surprise about the State Department approving the deal. There's not even the slightest hint of a human rights review anymore in Donald Trump's State Department. There probably wouldn't have been in Barack Obama's State Department either. You're absolutely right. This is part of a longstanding pattern. This is part of a larger $300 billion deal over 10 years. You know, the two things absolutely stand out to me about this deal. The first thing is the utter, sheer, total hypocrisy of U.S. foreign policy. This deal was worked out in a trip to Riyadh, in which Donald Trump gave a speech lambasting the most democratic and forward-looking society in the Middle East, Iran, lambasting them, and then doing the usual United States-Washington thing of kissing up to the Saudi regime, which is the most reactionary, most authoritarian, most right-wing, most vicious regime, perhaps not just in the Middle East, but perhaps even on the entire earth. So all the democratic rhetoric and the claims for concern with freedom and liberty and democracy are nothing but empty verbiage and rhetoric coming out of Washington. That's nothing too. The other thing that strikes me as relevant in this deal is that while the United States special, quote unquote, special relationship with Saudi Arabia going back forever, despite the Saudi sponsorship of the very terrorism that Americans are being told, the Wahhabist terrorism that Americans are constantly kept in fear of. While that special relationship has a lot to do with oil, it also has a lot to do with what oil wealth buys, and that is weapons. And if you want to talk about the United States playing different sides, that's really where it comes into play. The United States lines the profits of Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and the other leading so-called defense contractors by selling arms to just about everyone they can. And they love to fuel warfare and hatred and factionalism and violence and bloodshed in the Middle East. It's very profitable for the military-industrial complex here in the United States.
So, Mr. Street, you're saying that the standoff between Saudi Arabia and its allies like the UAE against Qatar could get more serious, even militarily speaking?
I think that's probably true. But, I mean, I think the main point is the way I'm looking at this is the absurdity of, on one hand, talking about extending and deepening sanctions against the most forward-looking country in the region, while at the same time arming the most reactionary country, not just in the region, but in the world, literally to the teeth. United States seems to, one of the consistent patterns in U.S. policy in this region seems to be to just literally sow warfare and division, to prevent any unity across national ethnic lines, whereupon people would come into control regionally over the fossil fuel resources that are so important and have always been the key to American policymakers when they look at that region. The Washington planners love warfare in that region. They are biased towards the Saudis, and they are biased particularly towards Israel and the Arab Emirates, but they love warfare in that region, and they're willing to see it continue.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Paul Street, author, journalist, and political commentator, joining us from Iowa City via Skype. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.